USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This vote, the yeas are 290, the nays are 137. The joint resolution is passed.
The House voting on a rare bipartisan bill that blocks a potential railroad strike that could have upended the U.S. economy right before the holiday. The vote binds companies and workers to a tentative contract deal struck in September that offers a historic pay raise, even though several unions voted it down. Mortgage applications are continuing to decline.
Mortgage applications are falling slightly. The Mortgage Bankers Association says they fell by just under 1% compared to last week. This is despite a drop in the 30-year interest rate. That fell to just under 6.5%. In the meantime, demand to refinance a mortgage suffered a big drop as it decreased by 13%. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
At approximately 3 a.m. Wednesday morning, at least one tornado touched down in Montgomery County, Alabama. Sheriff Derek Cunningham says the confirmed fatalities were all from the same household.
Right now, we just got two confirmed fatalities. We have one that's still at the hospital, but yeah, they were in the same residence.
Search and rescue operations are ongoing, but are taking longer than expected due to storm damage. President Biden meets this week with the French president, who reportedly has concerns about the Inflation Reduction Act. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the United States welcomes hearing Europe's concerns about the legislation.
We would not be at all surprised if the issue surrounding the Inflation Reduction Act were to come up, because our European partners have expressed concerns about the IRA.
USA Radio News.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
At the first in-person White House Tribal Nations Summit in 6 years, President Joe Biden says his administration is committed to ensuring that tribal nations will see the funding allocated by the Inflation Reduction Act.
To ensure these investments reach native lands, my administration is going to work with the tribes to help them transition to clean energy development and do it quickly. That includes the federal government, as the largest single energy consumer in the world, buying more carbon-free electricity from tribal energy producers.
A new report says a crisis on our U.S.-Mexico border is pushing border agents to their limits.
The border crisis has morale so low at the Border Patrol and Customs Agency, a record number of agents are taking their own lives, with 3 agents taking their lives in November. This brings the 2022 total to 14, more than any year in over a decade. Republican Representative Tony Gonzalez from Texas, whose congressional district runs along the U.S.-Mexico border from Del Rio to El Paso, says, quote, "It's a very serious epidemic that's happening within the agency," end quote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Bruce Lee biopic is set to be released by Sony. Oscar-winning director Ang Lee will helm the film, and his son Mason Lee will star as the legendary martial arts legend. Bruce Lee died in 1973 at the age of 32. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.